Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line. With a death wish, be right, didn't have no name.
Welcome back to the show. Hold on, with destiny. So, we talked a lot of Rockets. There are a lot of other NBA basketball games, not great ones, but did you see the quote from Jaylen Brown? Is very Tatum of him.
I did, and it was right before my eyeballs rolled out of my head because I was rolling my eyes so hard at this
quote. If you don't know, Celtics star wing Jaylen Brown said this. They the Magic, but they know who really got the Magic over here. No Harry Potter. That's a real quote from Jaylen Brown. Celtics got to have the two corniest stars in all of the NBA.
They know who really
like
got
Tatum.
The
Tatum's actions are corny. Brown, please. I'm glad you're okay. You got your knee shot up and you appear to be fine. But cut it out. They the Magic, but they know who really got the Magic over here. No Harry Potter. And you might think that's NBA Centel. No, SportsCenter has it. It's real. He just be out here. Sometimes you just be out here saying stuff like this. Is the same guy who said he's going to win 7 NBA titles because he was sitting in front of Taylor Rooks. So maybe it's not a Taylor Rooks thing. Maybe it's just a Jaylen Brown thing. Can you just play ball? Like, I suffer through watching the Celtics win with their annoying brand of basketball. You're still the favorites in the Eastern Conference, despite the Cavs winning, at least having the best record in the East this year. Just no more quotes. Like, he's the same guy who said, after the Heat went up a couple years ago, 3-0. Don't let us get one. They did go on to win two more after they won that first one, and then it lost at home as the Heat went on to lose the Nuggets in the finals. But Jaylen Brown, with the quote of the playoffs so far, other than Damian Lillard pretty much telling Tyrese Halliburton, while Damian Lillard's in street clothes, that he'll beat Tyrese Halliburton's ass. The Pacers had their way with the Bucks. We haven't even mentioned this, that Damian Lillard, the blood clot thing cleared up miraculously, so they think he's going to play in the series. I don't know what specific game he's going to play in, but they think he's going to play. And Tyrese Halliburton, who is a bit of a front runner, loves to talk when his team's up. And the Pacers play a brand of basketball where they can go up on you big, and the juice in that arena gets going, and they're free-flowing and knocking down shots, and they want to talk trash. Lillard was chirping at Halliburton while Halliburton was at the free-throw line, and several times said, "I'll beat your ass," pretty much. Now, he was in street clothes, so don't know what it means if you don't actually get on the court. But there's some animosity there because they played in the playoffs last year, and the Bucks were banged up last year, too, and the Pacers ran away from them in round one. And so far, it's going that way.
They got the pace, but they'll see who really – they're the Pacers, but they'll see who really's
got the pace.
No, Usain Bolt.
I was going to go name an Indy car driver or something. Name a race car driver or something.
No Pato Award.
No Jimmy Johnson.
No, they're the Bucks, but really got Bucks. no Elon Musk.
Are you just rhyming now? Or Bucks because, oh, he's rich. Okay, I got it. Over my head a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I'm going too. I'm too.
You got to be.
I need to be worse.
Yeah, you're too subtle with this. You got to find. You got to do like he found a magician. Jaylen Brown found a magician. Magician. Mm-hmm. You got to find either a race car driver. You mentioned the Pacers. You got to find an actual no Bambi.
There we go.
Like a deer. Something like mm-hmm. that. Is that mm-hmm. that's the only deer who has a name that I know.
Yeah, I think he's the only one. That has a deer. Only notable deer. Anthony Edwards after game one in Los Angeles. Yeah, they're the Lakers.
But we're Minnesota.
But those, we're
so we got the lakes.
Yeah.
No Lake
Huron. Lake Ontario.
Yeah, whatever. Lake. What? No Lake Minnetonka?
Oh, yeah. They're the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're the Lakers, but we
there's
got the
so
lakes.
Many of, there's so many that he could choose from.
Yeah, just pick the one that Prince always talked about.
They're the Clippers. We're the ones that really, I don't know. I don't got a ship.
You want to make a, I thought you might make a barber reference or something. Either way.
I did. And then I.
You got to think of a famous barber.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I was like, you know what? They have leaned into the more nautical meaning of
Clipper. Well, that's where it's from, right?
Yeah. So, and then I had to think of a famous ship.
There are some. No Titanic. Probably not the right message to send there.
No.
But that's Jaylen Brown. Enough. Just turn the ball over with your left hand and shoot jumpers. But no quotes from you going forward. Let's get to Julian. Julian has had some bad quotes in the past. One that gets him banned consistently, at least for a week. But Julian's back. What's up, Julian?
What it is, John Turkey. So, I'm here to eat crow. Who's the actor who portrays Fisk?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes, I'm here to eat crow. Dude is a goon. He is not only great in the new Daredevil, he's also so damn good in Godfather of Harlem. Are you watching that at all?
I have not watched Godfather of Harlem. It's one I haven't tuned into. I know I saw him pop up, and I didn't know he was in it until I saw a promo for the new season.
Oh man, it's so good. This isn't giving any spoilers. Frank Lucas has just entered the chat. He's been in the show for the first three seasons, and now he's a youngster, and he's popped up. It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. And as always, bang bang Niner game.
I guess you didn't want to call until next Monday. That's fine. It's losing some of its. I guess the punishment isn't great anymore because he's willing to say it, and he's fine. He'll call back on a Monday, I guess. But as far as Vincent D'Onofrio, the context of that is for people who don't know. He called in and was taking shots at Vincent D'Onofrio's voice in Daredevil. He thought it was too gravelly. He said he was comparing it to the alien from the first Men in Black who happens to be Vincent D'Onofrio. I don't know if he recognized him because he looks very different. But that's where that's from. He took a shot to Vincent D'Onofrio. Now he's apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know who the real kingpin is. Oh. No, Wilson Fisk.
That's if you're playing the Kings. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the Kings.
When the Matt, like,
we're the real Kings.
If Clay Thompson, after his good performance, they're the Kings, but we're the real kingpins. No Wilson Fisk.
Yeah. I guess it could work for the Knicks, too. New York.
Sure. Either way, stop anyone if you want to.
I think I'm going
to
be doing
not
this
you specifically, but anyone who wants to be like Jaylen Brown, stop it. Any NBA player,
any impressionable kids out there.
Yeah, don't be Jaylen Brown. I'm sure, from what I could tell, very conscientious dude, smart. People like him as far as him as a human being. But don't quote him. That's all. Celtics may very well win another title, but. As the kids say, there's a lack of aura on that team.
Yeah.
There's a lack of it. No one wants to be Jaylen Brown. No one's pretending to be Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum when they are mimicking the best players in the NBA. No one's thinking, I want to be a guy who uses his off arm to get separation and knock down mid-range jumpers or threes. Their two games aren't things like Steph Curry changed the game of basketball. People want to be Steph. No one wants to be Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. I've never heard anyone say, I want to be like those two as far as what my game looks like. Just sorry. Undeniable fact that I just made up. I don't, because I'm not doing the research for it, but I've never heard it.
They're the Celtics, but we're the real leprechauns. No Lucky Charms.
But who are they playing that they're the real leprechauns? Who? You have to see, the point is, who are they playing that would say that?
The Magic. And the Magic when they win a game.
But why would they want to be, although leprechauns are inherently magical too, now that I think about it. I just don't know if anyone.
No Lucky Charms.
I don't think you're going to ever hear the quote, "We're the real leprechauns," unless Notre Dame is involved.
Even then. Who wants to be a leprechaun?
No one does. I think that movie has clouded people's judgments. No one wants to be one of those things.
Leprechauns have no aura.
No. But it doesn't take aura to win an NBA title. We saw that last year. Just have the easiest path ever. That helps your cause. It looks like the Celtics are going to have a more difficult path because guys are healthy right now, but you never know. You never know. They're a 2-7. They would see the Knicks or the Pistons if they win their series against the Magic. So far, no Nick is out of the series. And so far, no Piston. Although Isaiah Stewart's limping around with the knee brace. But does that really affect his game that much? Probably not.
Okay. Makes it harder for him to chase down someone.
If someone shows him his own blood, it'll be hard for him to run them down. So there it is. Jaylen Brown's quote sucks. The Wolves go into L.A. and beat down the Lakers. Luka was good. No one else really was. Austin Reeves, you are who I thought you were, at least so far. I wasn't buying the Austin Reeves hype. There's a lot of conversation about him and Chet as who's the best white American basketball player. You can throw Hero in there as well because he made the All-Star team. Austin Reeves eats off of the energy that LeBron and Luka provide. And before him, Anthony Davis. I see you, Austin Reeves. You're not fooling me. You're a LeBron Luka merchant until proven otherwise. So they're going to need him, though. They were bad defensively overall in that game, but LeBron didn't play particularly well. And once the Wolves get going, I mean, we had talks about who we wanted the Rockets to face. The Wolves are just at their best. They can be scary. Hell, Anthony Edwards didn't even shoot the ball that well, but their length on defense, the speed at which they play at sometimes. I know that they aren't the favorites, but they got the formula. Of course, the Julius Randle thing comes into question. You're not sure how he's going to do through potentially four rounds of the playoffs, but that's one of those teams who is a six seed who has some recent experience of making a deep run. They got everything then. They can play big. If they want to go smaller, and I say smaller, Naz Reid is what, still like 6'9", 6'10", and it can stretch the floor. But they want to be smaller and still play big because you have Randall and Naz. Really, the small thing comes, in fact, with Rudy Gobert not being on the floor. But you got the wings. You got your lead guard. They're tough out. And Lakers saw that on, Saturday night. But we saw that grit, that team last year, too. They made the Nuggets look like they couldn't stay on the court with them. And then that series went 7. So we'll see if we get any close games tonight. Nuggets, Clippers, Knicks, Pistons tonight. All right, we'll go to break here. We got some NCAA stuff to talk about and the Astros because NCAA, which we didn't get to last week, put in a new rule to limit. Did we talk about the limiting faking injuries on here?
We might have mentioned it. I don't know if we actually talked about it.
Maybe we didn't get into it, but there's a new rule in place to limit fake injuries. So we'll talk about that and we talked about Nico Iamaliava last week, and he has a destination. He's going home, so we'll get to that too. But also, Astros up next. They take 2 out of 3. Scary injury that we'll discuss. And going forward, Sean told you during his prize picks that they got the Blue Jays coming up here. So some Astros baseball when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Astros lose 3-2 yesterday. Pronger, nice bounce back from his previous outing. Six innings, two earned runs. The bats were silent after having a pretty good weekend. The big news out of that game was Luis Arraez collision with Dubon at first. Dubon was covering first, came over. Maybe his momentum took him into the base path. Either way, Dubon, to protect himself, left his forearm up. It hit Arraez in the neck. He went down, had to be stretchered off the field. That stabilized him. He is out of the hospital. He was stable last night, out of the hospital now. But that was scary. You know, it's bang, bang play. I mean, I don't think there's much in it. Because if you're Dubon, you don't want to get run over. So if you don't want to get run over, you do what you have to do to protect yourself. Unfortunately, that elbow hit Arraez in a spot that left him motionless for a little bit and down on the ground. But thankfully, he's okay. And that's the best news coming out of that. Of course, as I mentioned, it was the Padres bouncing back after the Astros did something they had not done all year. Win two games in a row. So that narrative and those tweets have to end. No more win one, lose one. Sorry. For the 20th consecutive time, the Astros did this. That's out. No more of that. This team can win more than one game. They can win two. Can't get to three yet.
Yeah.
But baby steps.
What happened to the team I love? That would alternate wins and losses.
Oh, I thought you meant the team from 2022. I can tell you, a lot of those guys are gone.
No, I'm not talking about the team that win 105 games right now.
Oh, you're talking about this team.
Perfectly balanced.
Not really. 10 and 11. Still need one more. That's why yesterday would have made them 11 and 10.
Yeah, no, and then they win.
They win today.
And then they lose.
You want to go back to that? You want to be 81 and 81? That's what you're looking for?
Perfectly balanced.
When Thanos does it, it's cool.
when a baseball team doesn't, it's sad.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. It's only like if they were 160 games a year before. If they go with the Rockets' way of doing things when they're awful and then you get to 500, that's cool. And then you exceed all expectations in the following year. I don't need the Astros going 81 and 81 and being perfectly balanced. I like some of their hitters to be more balanced at the plate.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Cam Smith had a big weekend. He is one of the Astros' best hitters. And while the questions were, could he handle major league pitching, those questions remain for almost the entire lineup. He's actually better than most of them right now. He's not great, but no one expected him to be great. We expected the other guys to carry it, as he is their nine-hole hitter, generally. It's just been a disappointing year, but you take two out of three from the Padres. I think the Astros now have won four out of seven series. The biggest problem is they got swept by the Orioles. They got swept by the Giants.
Four out of seven series. Just keep doing that.
Eventually, you'll get over 500.
In every series.
Unless every series you lose, you get swept in.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. If you're going to lose a series, at least take one. So either Sean gets this perfectly balanced scenario, or, you know, maybe you win 88 games, and maybe that's enough to make the playoffs. So Fromber, better. Taylor Scott, not so. He is not the exact opposite of what he was last year, but pretty close. It has been a struggle for him throughout the early parts of the season, and they're going to need him. He is either your sixth or seventh guy in high leverage situations, sixth or seventh inning guy in high leverage situations, and so far, you'd ask him to pitch better. That's how I would place it.
Yeah, well,
I put it, pitch better.
He might not be in high leverage anymore.
That too. I just don't know who they
go
to.
Over. Yeah.
Is it going to be a revolving door of guys who have a really good year for the Astros, and then the next year they can't duplicate it? We've got two guys right now, Blanco and Taylor Scott.
Force Whitley, it's your time to shine for 1 year and then get out.
We don't want you to leave. We'd like for you to pitch consistently over the course
That's
of two seasons.
How it goes.
It's just if we're talking about what the Astros have been so far with their revelations from the pitching staff, it's kind of been that way. Abreu was better than that, than 1 year of that, but we're now going on, maybe 2 years of disappointing pitching for Abreu? 2 years is strong because we're very early in the season. But last year, he wasn't as good as we wanted him to be, and early on this year, it's been that same way. But the good news is they have proven they can go get you two wins in a row and take another series. The Padres came in here as a good baseball team. They leave as a good baseball team, but the Astros took care of them, and the bats got going a little bit last night. That could have been a sweep. But you take the two out of three, and you keep it moving with the Blue Jays coming up next.
Do you want to know something sad?
Not really, but
oh, okay.
But since it's sad, but go ahead.
Yordan Alvarez, his batting average, 206, is basically the same percentage that Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green shot last night.
I don't like numbers sometimes.
They went 7-for-34, and Yordan Alvarez on the season is 14-for-68. So he just played more. Wednesday they'll catch up.
I hope they don't get that many shots up.
Brendan Rodgers has a better batting average than those two have shooting percentage combined.
As poorly as the Astros have hit, there are going to be a lot of guys who have better batting averages. Well, not a lot. The Astros have been poor, as I said. But plenty of guys who are going to have better batting averages than that shooting percentage.
It's I can read you out. It's Pena, Rodgers,
you
Paredes.
Should read off and then tell us what they're hitting.
Okay. Pena, 224.
Okay.
Rodgers, 225. Paredes, 231.
These are all bad.
But better than the starting back order of the Rockets.
Okay.
Cam Smith, 232. Victor Caratini, 250. And then Altuve, 302.
Well, yeah, of course.
And Jake Myers, 305. One best hitter on the Astros, Jake Myers.
By average. I'm not going to give him that title.
Okay.
But Jake,
we'll see who's right in the long run.
Do you? Okay, we'll see.
He has less strikeouts than Jose Altuve. Well, I'm really surprised by that, actually, for a stat where he comes out on top.
Well, you found one.
More walks, 5-4.
Considering how Jake hits the baseball, should he get the Jake Rakes moniker?
I think
I know people like the rhyme, but it's not like he's smacking the ball all over the yard.
Guess he has a higher WAR.
You can tell me. I'm not going to guess.
Rake Myers.
He doesn't hit the ball hard enough to be Rake Myers. I'm sorry.
He really doesn't.
No. Give me those exit velos. Oh, Christian Walker hit a home run, and then he followed it up with an 0-for-4. But he did hit a home run.
It's tough to hit your... his second home run of the season, and to like still in the aggregate have a pretty bad series. That's not good.
He's not good. He did make a play, a defensive play. I know people are crediting that play as a really good one. I mean, it's fine. It was a fine play. I mean, compared to other Astros first baseman.
Oh, I mean, he's on a different planet.
He is spectacular. But that play in and of itself feels like one you expect your first baseman to make, just not the one the Astros had.
You know who's really happy about Christian Walker's struggles at the plate?
Who?
Yiner Diaz. He's very happy.
Yeah, because Yiner's not the new addition.
That guy.
If Yiner's been here.
Man, PU, that guy stinks. As the press is walking into the clubhouse.
Would Yiner say it or would his... Does he have an interpreter? I don't know. I'm not sure. Just someone yelling it in Spanish, no matter who it is. And
what's that smell? As he walks past Christian Walker's
locker. Yeah. Yiner is not the new addition, so he's not going to take the same type of heat. Christian Walker was supposed to be a difference maker, and that may come. But Yiner, we expected to be a good hitter, and that hasn't been the case this year. And that's an understatement. He's just one of many. But they're still staying afloat. 10-11 is fine. And you just won a series against a really good baseball team. You'll take it. And now you have a team not as good that you get to face, and maybe you'll take that series there too. And all of a sudden, you're back to 500. And if you sweep,
you're over
500.
Woo!
That's the type of emotion I feel about it too. I'm not going to lie. Is that your version of a popcorn fart?
No, that is champagne.
Oh, you're popping. Okay. I hope you put up the plastic in there, not to ruin the equipment.
That'd be great if Space City Home Network cuts them putting the plastic up as they're up in the ninth inning.
About to go over 500. Man, that's a low bar, man.
But baseball, I don't even think like, baseball, the White Sox would do
baseball
that.
Pretty much, I think they might. The baseball celebrates almost everything.
I know.
That would
know.
Be like you back when there was a one game divisional thing or one game wild card thing. They celebrate that.
Teams
you pop champagne.
Teams would celebrate making the one game wild card
and then
winning the one game.
Did
wild
the card. Astros do that
in 2015? Probably.
Yeah. They're at Yankee Stadium to celebrate. So baseball
and they had a game like 48 hours later.
Yeah. As much as baseball doesn't like celebrations on the field, at least that has changed recently. As much as they didn't like that part of the game, they will celebrate in the clubhouse no matter what the accomplishment is.
I think anytime the Rockies win a game, they should pop champagne. They're 4-17, in case you're wondering.
Well, you got to be Coors Light. Just to lean into the branding.
I don't know if Coors wants to be associated with them.
Their name is on the stadium, right? Isn't it still?
Yes, it still is Coors Field.
So, at least in some ways.
It's doing harm to the brand of
Coors. Granado's saving them, though, so they don't have to worry about it.
Enough. Although, they are ice cold, so the mounds are blue.
The Jaylen Brown thing has really influenced you today. It's a mistake that I brought that quote to the show. You are leaning into being Jaylen Brown.
And we're the real Rockies.
Nope. Go ahead. Oh, before we go ahead.
No Balboa.
No, but that doesn't work because at least he was talking about how they have the magic. What, you're saying?
Oh, no Adrian then.
No.
Because we have the Rockies.
No, not that either. Why would you want the Rockies? As bad as it was from him, at least his kind of made sense. What you're doing is not making sense.
I know. I've delved into.
You've gone to. Don't use my name as a pun either. You've gone too far.
Delved into nonsense.
Like this show. Whose host is named Del. All right. This is my fault, everyone. I set Sean up, and he won't drop the ball.
He's Del.
Nope. Got to go.
Real Del.
I'm going to go to break. Look at that. I actually want to go to break to avoid what you're doing right now. We'll go to break here. We'll talk about what's going on with the transfer portal being very open. Spring football is coming to an end, which means Nico Iamaliava has a new home. And we'll get into that rule change for the NCAA because they want to stop cheating. And by cheating, I mean faking injuries. Also, we got a quote from Lane Kiffin taking a shot at Carson Beck. Lane Kiffin will do that. He was on that podcast. I think it's a pivot with Channing Crowder and Ryan Clark. So we'll do some college football stuff on an NBA Monday for whatever reason when we come back.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So the quarterback people expect to change the way college football is kind of maybe not just governed, but how coaches manage it. It's Nico Iamaliava. Not because of his play, but because of the move he made to apparently hold Tennessee over the fire for more money, and when they refuse, he sent them out. Or they told him, hey, you can get out because we can't have a quarterback on our roster who's going to do this. He lands at UCLA. He's a Southern California kid, so he goes back home. Some of the background of this is at least his representatives, meaning his father and I think a family friend who's also an agent, an NIL-type agent, pushed back on the initial reporting, said the reporters who were claiming or reporting that Nico and his people were holding out for more money were wrong. They cursed out reporters, called them names, and then a day later, he's no longer part of Tennessee's program. Took a little bit, not that long, though, and he's now going to UCLA. He's going to play for Deshaun Foster, the former UCLA running back. Had some time in the NFL as well with the Panthers. I think he played in that Super Bowl here when the Panthers played the Patriots in a very good Super Bowl. So he goes to UCLA. He'll be in the Big Ten and likely will start for a program who needs some juice. It's going to be low pressure. He's not going to feel what he felt at Tennessee. Won't be playing in places like the SEC, but he'll play in the Big Ten. I'm just not sure how successful he's going to be at UCLA. Not because it's his fault. It's just that that's not a program ready to win. But they do get a big name, so maybe there'll be some interest there because that program certainly needs it. Not a lot of people show up to the Rose Bowl for UCLA games, and maybe that's just fine with him. Hey, if I get to play quarterback in front of like 15,000 people, if we're in a non-conference game against Fresno State, the Fresno State people will show up, so maybe 15K is a little low. If Hawaii came to town.
New Mexico. They host New Mexico on
September
13th.
Okay, that's a 15K type of game for UCLA.
They go at Northwestern.
Northwestern is still in that in their on-campus practice stadium because they're rebuilding their stadium. So if you didn't see it last year, Northwestern built like temporary stands around their practice field. Not a bad setup. It was right off the lake because they were redoing their stadium and they didn't get a permanent spot maybe at Soldier Field or something. So they played there. So that probably will have less people than a UCLA game, but not by much.
Yeah. Bad news, though. They go to the Horseshoe to play Ohio State.
So you revisit the place that kind of maybe not set all this off, but if Tennessee people are a little apprehensive about giving him more money, you could use the Ohio State game as an example. Wait a minute. Why would we pay you this week? In your last game, you did nothing to help us win a big game.
Yeah.
So we'll get to go there.
I mean, I think it's funny that his representation was like, well, we're worried about the offense.
You were
Tennessee.
A problem in the offense. Yeah. Like, Joe Milton and Hendon Hooker were just fine.
Do you say the offense was way worse last season? Like, there's not...
Well, we know that's a lie. I mean, they're not even good with this.
Like, they're not good. They had a good offense.
Their problem was...
They changed offensive coordinators.
Their problem was that the offense at Tennessee wasn't going to get him ready for the league, even though the two quarterbacks who just played in the offense were drafted. Now, Hendon Hooker was drafted higher than Joe Milton.
Yeah, he was like a second-round pick,
but
right? Third-round pick.
It worked just fine for Hendon Hooker, who didn't put up great numbers at Virginia Tech. He transfers and gets second-day money. Milton's a different story, but... still, he was a transfer from Michigan who people didn't think that highly of coming off his Michigan tenure, and he wound up getting drafted too. So we all knew that was nonsense. In fact, when he was in high school, they changed the offense to the Tennessee offense so he can get ready for Tennessee.
And it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
He even got to sit a year at Tennessee, and then when he takes over, that's incredible that this guy has had 2 years of learning this offense. And then you see him on the field, and it's just like he can't throw a deep ball. Or he can throw a deep ball. He can't throw it close to a receiver.
No.
He has plenty of arm strength. I will give him that.
And that's a big part of that offense. They like to isolate guys one-on-one. They spread they spread the field.
They're all open.
And that veer and shoot stuff. So and they'll run a guy down there against the corner because generally corners don't get switched out of games. They'll just bring another guy over there and run him against that corner to see if they can get some separation, and he would just miss throws. Guys would be open. He would miss them. And, of course, when he hit them, big plays would happen, but he didn't do it often enough. And you see the fallout there. Some other things going on. We got a rule in place to limit fake injuries. If you fake an injury, or even if it's a real one, and you fall down and say, hey, I need help after the ball is spotted, it costs your team a timeout. And you can't return to the game in that series. That's what the NCAA is trying to do to limit what has become, you want to call it an epidemic or at least a problem in the game. It gets to a point where you know fans will boo, but even the announcers are talking about it. So you get charged a timeout. And if you don't have any timeouts, it costs you 5 yards. It's a delay game penalty. It's generally thought of to be a pain for the defense, but if an offensive player ever does it too, you wouldn't think they should get penalized for it. But if I don't think it's consistent with a defensive player, it's just anyone who falls down and needs help, pretending or otherwise, after the ball is spotted, it'll cost you a timeout and you cannot play the rest of the series. I believe. So that's in there. Actually, you know what? You can come back because you can't I guess you can't really tell if someone's faking or not. You can't punish a player that way, but it will cost you a timeout. So the player can come back, but it'll cost you a timeout. Let me clean that up.
Yeah. So now, just in general, you are basically just deciding to if you want to call a timeout either way. Or not. Yeah. Once the offense is
so the down. Fix is, instead of calling a timeout, you're faking an injury. No, we're just going to take the timeout away from you,
yeah.
Whether that person is hurt or not. So that's what they're trying to do, the curtail injuries. We'll see. Ole Miss is a big offender.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the prime examples of an offensive player doing it. They had a running back.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson Dart very obviously
told
motioned him, put his wrist, and did the go down. And then they had a running back just boop, fall, or instantly get hurt. Maybe Jackson Dart has the force. We don't know.
We'll find out. I'm going to assume
on Thursday when he gets drafted in the first round because he has the force.
When he convinces the Steelers to draft him. We'll see if he has the force. He's going to be at...
Waves his hand in front of Mickey Loomis. Goes to the Saints.
My past 3 years of film is not what you're looking for. He makes people think. No, that's not... No, that's not my film. Look at the C.J. Stroud film.
Yeah, that's Bo Wallace.
Yeah. That's Chad Kelly. If Jackson Dart gets drafted at first, which appears to be a real possibility, good luck. Good luck to whoever takes him. Maybe he'll tell Jalen Warren to fall down if the Steelers don't have any timeouts left and a play's breaking down before the snap. The other thing, we mentioned Ole Miss being one of the prime offenders. Well, their coach will do a podcast or two, likes to talk. And while he is prominent in the NIL game, he took a shot. I don't know if this is strictly at Carson Beck or more at Miami for paying Carson Beck. So Lane Kiffin was on, I believe, the Pivot. Channing Crowder is in there. Ryan Clark is in there. And NIL is always going to be a big topic of conversation. Lane Kiffin ain't worried about talking about it. He's happy to, particularly if he can get a joke off. Here's Lane Kiffin on the reports that Carson Beck was making like $4 million to play quarterback for a year at Miami.
It's crazy, Coach, that you bring up the NFL structure with college now because they're in the contract. They're making money. They're making millions of dollars. I think down in Miami, what's Carson Beck?
4.3 million.
I think my biggest year was 6. He's a college kid. So, like, you bring up the comparison of what they're doing. They're really getting NFL money.
Miami gave him $4.3 million?
That's what the evaluation says.
Hey, did they watch this game against us?
You don't have to be great, Coach. Hey,
that's
Lane,
why we like
Lane,
you. Lane, I was trying not to go. You set me
the evaluation is just something a site like On3, one of the recruiting sites, will place on Carson Beck. No one really knows what Carson Beck is making. We know he got a lot of money to go play at Miami. He's coming off an arm injury. If we remember, he got hurt against, was it Texas? Was that Texas in the Sugar Bowl? No, the SEC title game. Was that where that arm suffered the injury? Of course, that led to Gunnar Stockton playing the rest of the way, except for when he couldn't lift his arm, but Gunnar Stockton had to leave the game. So on the bad memories for you. But on the final touchdown, he handed it off, and that was his last play as a Georgia Bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
He had to come back in because one of your guys nearly knocked Gunnar Stockton's head off.
Makuba.
Former Clemson DB on the final drive of the game. And now Carson Beck will get paid millions of dollars to not be able to read a zone in Miami. And that's what Lane Kiffin's referring to. Carson Beck did have a good game against Ole Miss in 2023, but last year for Georgia, Carson Beck, I believe he threw 12 touchdowns and 12 picks against SEC competition. Not great. But against the likes of Clemson and Georgia Tech and UMass, he was great. 28-12 overall. But the picks, and there are multiple 3-pick games, came against SEC competition. So what did he do against Ole Miss, which led to Lane Kiffin's joke? He lost 28-10 in that one. That one was in Oxford. 20 of 31, one touchdown, 186 yards. Didn't do much in that big Ole Miss victory. So... Lane Kiffin, throwing a jab. And hell, the guy's not in your conference anymore, which makes it even better. Unless you see each other in a bowl game. He can't hurt you. But That's the state of college football, where average quarterbacks can be alleged to get $4.3 million. Carson Beck did decline in 2024, was better in 2023. We'll see what he is in 2025 with the new team and a new head coach. Okay, we'll go to break. With that, we got one more segment to go. If you want to call in, you can, 713-780-3776. We'll get into some more NBA because we haven't talked that much about the other games, but a couple things to get to before we're done. We'll be back.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We are the show for this. Just got word that tomorrow we got giveaway. If you like Marvel movies, tune in tomorrow. We got giveaway for Thunderbolts. So we found our niche. We talk about it. It fits the show. We've given away Marvel stuff in the past here. So if you're looking forward to watching Florence Pugh and others try to save the world from the void, we're going to have tickets for you tomorrow. So stay tuned for that.
I'm very interested in watching Florence Pugh.
Yeah, I'm aware. It's her, Margaret Qualley. Those are the two I know of right now, just in passing conversations with you. But it's not just the tickets. You're going to get a $100 Visa gift card as well to spend on whatever you want. Maybe a popcorn bucket. I don't know. I don't know if the Thunderbolts have a special popcorn bucket, but we'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, I hope they do.
Yeah. I mean, had a good time in the theater on Friday night, so hopefully when I see Thunderbolts, that'll continue. I was talking to someone who asked me about it through Twitter, said his experience at the movie experience was great. You were talking about that, too. You said you had a great theater as well.
Good crew. Good job. Good job, Marquee IMAX, 7 o'clock on Thursday. Good job, guys. High fives all around.
Nice setup.
If any of you out there are listening right now, good job. Good job by you.
Good job by you, Ryan Coogler. Good job by you.
Yeah, him too.
Michael B. Jordan.
Also, the people that bought tickets were in my movie theater. But yes, Michael B. Jordan, Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan, Haley Steinfeld. Yeah.
Yep. Did you say Michael B. Jordan twice because he plays twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just want to make sure Smoke and Stack get the recognition.
Those are fictional characters. One of them is dead. The other one is, well, I won't give it away.
They're both dead. The thing takes place
undead.
In 1932.
Well, one of them is undead. So is he really dead?
Whatever.
See?
We don't know.
Yeah, at last check, there is a thought he was dead, and then maybe he isn't. Just watch the movie. It's a good one. And the music is good. The original music is good in there, too. And then there's some remakes done in there as well. So Tony was talking to me online about it through Twitter. Yeah, he enjoyed his experience in the theater as well. All right. So got the two games tonight. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And with the two playoff games, of course, the Astros got the Jays tonight as well as home as they're trying to continue what, at least so far, has been a successful homestand, taking 2 out of 3 from one of the better teams of baseball. Didn't want to get to this before we go. Ime, Coach of the Year finalist, he along with Bickerstaff in Detroit and Bickerstaff replacement in Cleveland, Kenny Atkinson gets that. Amen. No mention of DPOY. He is not in the top three, so the late push didn't work out for him. The Steph game, not enough. Lou Dort not involved either, which is a little surprising.
Is it all Biggs? No, it's all Biggs and Daniels, right?
Yes. Draymond, Dyson Daniels, Evan Mobley.
Okay.
Dyson Daniels winning it. He's been a good player. Would be a bit of an upset. And Ime talked about it. Amen has not been in the NBA consciousness for that long.
Yeah.
It's a reputation award. You got to kind of build that up, and maybe next year he'll be involved. But I don't know how Dyson Daniels makes it then. He's on a worse team.
That is true.
Never really been talked about other than NBA nerds discuss. Go, Tyson Daniels, pretty good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's. I think he got to 3 steals per game. That's like the first time that's happened since like the 80s that anyone's averaged 3 steals per game. So he has something. But yeah, like you said, I think locally we're like, yeah, Amen Thompson, obviously. Awesome defender. You forget that he didn't start until injury at the start of January. So for most of the national consciousness, like he was kind of like, oh yeah, that bench player. He probably was more in the sixth man, you know, kind of mindset of like he could have been a weird sixth man of the year type of contender until he started in the lineup when Jabari went down and just kept the job for the rest of the year.
We learned our lesson from the Harden debates. These awards are narrative based, and whose time is it now? Draymond, reputationally, is there. Evan Mobley, people have considered him a really good defender for years, so now it's his time. And then Dyson Daniels did something spectacular, something we don't see.
Yeah,
he's kind of the Russ Westbrook of the thing, because Russ was a triple-double dude, and that's how he got his MVP. Of course, now, and someone pointed out very funny, I think it was Zach Lowe, wait a minute, Thunder fans, when Russ was winning an MVP, you guys, hey, triple-double, that's all that matters. Guess who's averaging a triple-double who you're going to discount?
It had never been done before. Or it only done by Oscar Robertson. Now,
so it had been done before.
Yeah, everyone's done it. Everyone's done it.
So it's less important now.
Yeah.
I think the best player in the world on a good team should win the MVP, which is Jokic. I don't care that his coach and GM got fired. Hey, coach and GM got fired. Still
coach
won 50
killer.
Games. It has nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him. But people are using that as a reason not to have him win it. They still won 50 games. That should not be a reason he shouldn't win. If you think he shouldn't win it for another reason, that's okay. But don't throw that in there.
I would just like to thank James Harden for the wars of the late.
Do you want to get involved in it?
Now no. I just do not care. I don't care whatsoever.
I ain't got the energy for it.
MVP.
It's silly. But I think that reason in itself is the dumbest reason not to give it to him because his coach got fired. Well, they still won 50 games.
You want to reward that behavior?
Yeah, he was all in on getting Malone out of there. That seems like his personality. Clearly, that man doesn't care about horses at all. He just wants coaches to get fired. All right, we're done for the day. Gallant is up next. That'd be Paul Gallant, and he's followed by the Killer Bees. Since we're done, what does that mean?
We did it!
I got to find that Jaylen Brown quote. See if it's an audio form. We're going to add that to the mix, too. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn,
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.